If you sow the second chatiche in the pot that is not perforated, and it's not stem, so, and it's not in a slanty position, so then there is pressure that the dam presses upon the chatiches gozo. So then, of course, we cannot say dam mishri shoik. Dam mishri shoik means it cannot be absorbed. In other words, if it is in a slanty position, or there is an eke, so something other than dam. So, as it comes in contact with the chatiche, so the chatiche absorbs it. Mashiach is dam, because it's mishrik shorik. So b'meile, as long as it has an opportunity and an outlet to drip down, or so b'meile, it's not nivla in the chatiche b'osor. But if it's a kliyah in the nukef, and it's not in a slanted position, So the dam presses upon the chatiche, then, in spite of the fact the dam is mishrik shorik, so the chatiche will absorb the dam. Okay, so he said, Kimcho, lehane tam mishrik dam mishrik shorik, 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 lehane tam mishrik dam mishrik shorik. So then you ask, monef shekhi, dam mishrik shorik. So why does Rav Nachman say, Dogim Beifish and Morchon Reim Zeh, the Dogim are Oseh? But why should it be Oseh? We don't have to be Chenshe Shles, the Dogim will absorb the dam from the Eves. Because Dam Yishrek Shorik. The answer is no. Because Rofe Chomaye, so even though Dam is Mishrek Shorik, but there are white pores in the skin of the Dogim. So the male, they will readily accept it, absorb it. So, ורוב הקמאי עצירה משבותיר ומניב האדם בשיחם ורישו את מנהי ומי הוהיך די כגומס מצד אליין של תחתלס ורואי מוצא שוריק קושה לא מיין בתורים ומייסים בחולים שמייצים גומס ורתיכס התחתלס לא יסיר ונהי הגמדבר ולא לא היתר So, נגוי, so he has קשה we can understand this there is a dam mishrek shorik But we don't say dam mishrek shorik. When can we apply the principle dam mishrek shorik where there is an outlet? Either because of perforations in the kele or because it's in Islam. So there's an outlet. But if there is no outlet, so then it's not trying to say dam mishrek shorik. Many times in the chatiche you find small cavities. So the male head, so let's say, suppose this is the chatiche, and there is a small cavity in the chatiche. So the male, when you saw the chatiche, so some blood drips down into the cavity. So there is pressure. The blood presses. There's no outlet. It falls down into the cavity. So then it's nivle. So then it's not shayach to say. It's not to say. Mishrek shorik is only to say when there is an outlet. Either because of empty position or because of perforations. But suppose dam falls into a cavity of the chatiche. Many times you have little cavities in the surface of the chatiche. So then it should be osea. And we do see sometimes that a certain fluid, after you salt a piece of meat, you find a certain fluid of the meat filling up the cavities in the so they have no outlet to come out. So maybe it should be osa. This is the kasha against Hamidah. Alright. Then he says another one. V'yesh miforshin shim plitas tzir mishachas harbe achat plitas adam v'chol zman shemeshach plitas tzir peyutis ma shebeis min alienis achat plitas domo u'ma sheni So he says another shite the I v'nefta because Rashi shite is that you can only be mileach within the shiur meal of the meliche of the first chatichas vosor. So the reason is why you can be mileach the second chatiche within the shiur meal of the meliche of the first chatiche because I did it horribly for a dam, for a bola. But after shiur meal, after 80 minutes, so then you're not allowed to be mileach another chatiche that is in contact with the first chatiche. So Yesh Miforshim is Meikir, and they say that we apply the principle of Kibbeli Karpeilotei. Of Kibbeli Karpeilotei. So what is Kibbeli Karpeilotei? That means that Dab, that Chichas Bosor absorbed, so in the same way that it was absorbed, so it can be Niflato. It can be Niflato. Kibbeli Karpeilotei. So how did it absorb? From Yuriche, because Muliach Harei Kreseach. So from Yuriche, it can be Pele. That which for it was Bileya. So, but when do we say, when do we apply the print of Kibbeli Karpeilotei, that is only as long as the Chtichas Bosor is engaged in the process of being Pele, Tzir. Now, so the Klal is according to most Rishayim. There are some Rishayim who say that the Chtichas Bosor is engaged in the process of being paid here for 24 hours after the Melicha start. But most Hashem say you make sure 12 hours. So the Mele, suppose at 9 a.m. in the morning, a woman saw that a Chas Boso and she left it on the open door. So then she can even put another Chas Boso at 8 p.m., which is 11 hours later. And we don't have to be afraid when she sows the second Chatichas Bosor at 8 p.m., so Dan will start to come out, and that will be Nivla by the first Chatichas. First Chatichas, because since it's only 11 hours as of the Meliche, because the first Chatichas was salted at 9 a.m., so at 8 p.m., this first Chatichas is still engaged in the process of being Peletzir, Nadam. The process of being Peledam is terminated at 18 minutes past 9 here, but it still keeps on being Peletzir, Nadam. So at 8 p.m. it still keeps on being Peletzir. So Mele, any Dam that the first Chatiche will absorb from the second Chatiche will be Nifled again. Will be Nifled, because Kibele Kachbele. ויש מפורשים פריט הסיר משך עשר ביחד פריט אדם וכל זמן שמשך פריט סצה הציר פלטיס מה שבילס מנהלניס ער הפריט הסדומות ומה שנמצא בגומי סיר ומה שנמצא בגומי סיר הוא ולא ידע סטייס וסי דקש אגנס חמדם but we see in the cavities when you find fluid that fluid is not in dam that is סיר אבל בדוגי מילים הקיים יושב פריט אדם האפס So of course, so that the Yesh Mifoshim Shite involves it, we call it, in other words, you see. According to Rashi, so you are only allowed to be Mileach, a second Chatichas Boso, if it's within 80 minutes of the Mileach of the first Chatichas. So if you salted the first Chatichas at 9 a.m., you can only sow the second Chatiche prior to 9:18. But after 9:18, you cannot sow the second Chatiche according to Rashi. According to Rabbi Tam, if you sow it, let's say on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. one Chatiche, you can sow it in Monday morning and in Tuesday morning. And the same, suppose you left it on the sowing board. Because Dam Nishrek Shoni. So Rabbi Tam, that's the opposite pole of Rashi's Shini. According to Yesh Mifoshim, so you cannot be making so much as according to Rabbi Tam, but you have a 12-hour period to salt the second Chatiche on top of the first Chatiche. So if you salted the first Chatiche at 9 a.m. Sunday morning, you can salt the second Chatiche on top of the first Chatiche at 8 p.m. Sunday night. But after 9 p.m. Sunday night, not. According to Rabbi Tam, you can even sow the next day. Alright. Then he mentioned the Arab Rabbi Yisef Moulay Neshoyim. Mivishibit Leit Asad Dogim Nidma Akeidem Aschol Aspeit Ese Eifes. Litachin Un Peilti Nidma Shebeili Min Eifes. Avu Boso, U Boso. Kim Shalim Nidma Pleit Asad Amatachten Kinem Aschol Aspeit Oso Min Eilyei. In Derech Pleitoso Nistemes. דהיו פסוח לפרי ולניסוסים עד גמר פליטה סחתיכו של הלאו וכן מולכו שלישי זינוס נעלינס
gemacht wird das so, hat auch den Gelette, sasch es nicht mehr rasch, nicht ist für das so, wie kein Reilo. Kol, was ich nicht nur, aber tief war wie tief leid, kim ich leid noch, ob ich gar hab. So, der Rabbi Reisen Malayne, Shezen Adashit, and there are two versions of Rabbi Reisen Malayne. There is Stasis version of Rabbi Reisen Malayne, and there is the Rams version of Rabbi Reisen Malayne. Now, the Rams version of Rabbi Yisrael Malayne is much more maker than this version. The Rabbi Yisrael Malayne Shite is, Rabbi Yisrael Malayne Shite is, that once Echtichas Bosom started to be paid up, let's say, at 9 a.m. in the morning, you salted Haticha number one, and the salting thing. So it started to be paid up. So we paid up. So then you started to solve at 9:15, the second Hatikah. So it's okay. That is okay even according to Rashi, because it's still engaged in the process of Plato's Dao. So it's okay even according to Rashi Shite. But according to Rashi Shite, suppose you, let's say, at 9 a.m., you salted this chatiche, this lager. Then at 9:15, you put this chatiche on top of the first chatiche. You are allowed to salt, because we don't have to be afraid. Then, but suppose now it's 9:30, you want to put a third chatiche. You want to put a third chatiche. So according to Rashi, not allowed, because the first chatiche has already ceased being paid up at 9:30. It ceased at 9:18, 9:30. So it already ceased being paid up. So Memele, if you sold the third chatiche, so dam will start coming out from the third chatiche, and then it will drip down. And it will be absorbed by the first chatiche. The first chatiche is not engaged in the process of being paid up, according to Rashi. According to Rabbi Yisrael Malaynish, you can at 9:30 also put the third chatiche. Why? Because since at 9:18, when the mikveh haplate of the Chtichas Bosa would be ready to tighten up and to close up. He didn't tighten up. Why didn't he tighten up? Because the Chticha number two started to be paid down at 9:15. So the mayor at 9:18, it was getting down to be paid up. So Memele, the Mikveh Aplete at 9:18 did not close up. And they started to be Belei Adam from the second Chatiche. So they didn't close up. So it doesn't close the Mikveh Aplete, or don't tighten up until you finish putting Chatiche's Bosom. This is what he says. וכן אם הוא חושבי צינוס על הנה כאילו מה פריטוסו עד אכפיינו פולטס עד שתיתנו השליש יש פריטוסו וכן לאילו כל מה שיתנו עליו תיבו אביטיפלי כאילו שלא נוח רגע אחס as long as there wasn't 1 minute when it had no opportunity to be lay a down so the nikve aplate they don't tighten up if they don't tighten up so the melee whatever it will be lay a it will be pellet again and the principle of Kibeli Tachbeli. But then, according to Rabbi Yisrael Malaynish, of course, there is a big kule. According to Rabbi Yisrael Malaynish Shite, it's against Rashi Shite. Because according to Rashi Shite, so if you salted the first Chatiche at 9 a.m., so after 9:18, you cannot salt Chatiche. According to Rabbi Yisrael Malaynish, so if the first chatiche was put on the salting board at night, then the second chatichem was put on the salting board at 9:50. Then the third chatichem was put on the salting board at 9:30. Then the fourth chatichem was put on the salting board at 9:45. Then the fifth chatichem was put on the salting board at 10. Then the sixth chatichem was put on the salting board at 10:15. So it's still alright. Why? Because since at 9:18 the mikveh plate wouldn't tighten up. Why? Because there was no rest even for one rega without any fluid coming down. And so the male mikveh plate are not chasing. I'm not this. That's the sheet of Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Molaynes. But the way the Ram mentions Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Molaynes, so by far Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Molaynes shita is much more meikel, because according to Tosfos version of Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Molaynes shita, according to Tosfos version of Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Molaynes shita, so it is only so we say that the mikveh plate don't, the mikveh plates are dumb of the chtichas bosal don't tighten up as long as there is a possibility of dam being nifrat and being absorbed by the nifrat plate. But suppose, according to Rav Yitzchak Molaynes Shishita, suppose you salted, you put a piece of meat on the salting board at 9 a.m. Then you didn't put any other, then the woman of the house left the house. She went to another town. Then she came back home. She came back home at 8 p.m., 11 hours later. 11 hours later. And she wants to salt another chatich on top of the first chatich. Can she do it according to Rav Rabbi Yisrael Molaynes Shishita, according to Tosfos version of Rav Rabbi Yisrael Molaynes? Of course not. Because at 9:18, so there was no other chatiche put on top of the first chatiche, so the mikveh plate is damn closed up. It closed up. Now at 8 p.m., she'll put the other chatiche on top of the first chatiche. Damn will start coming out from the second chatiche, and it will be absorbed by the first chatiche. The first chatiche. According to the Ram's version of Rav Yitzchak Molaynes, so as long as the mikveh plate are sealed, didn't close up, so the Meire will always be able to apply the principle of Kibbeli Kachim. So that's the biggest school, the Ram's version of Rav Yitzchak Molaynes. So in other words, according to the Ram's version of Rav Yitzchak Molaynes, so even if you salted the first chatiche on the salting board at 9 a.m. in the morning, then at 8 p.m. at night, 11 hours later, so you salt the second chatiche on top of this chatiche, so then we say that it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because the true that at 9:18 the mikveh plates are damn tightened up, but the mikveh plates at tzir didn't as yet tighten up. So the mele, the second chatir, so the mele, any damn that will be nifrat from the second chatiche at 8 p.m. so and will be absorbed by the first chatiche will be nifrat again. Keski pele kach pelte, and then you can. You can put, according to the Ram's version of Rav Yitzchak Molaynes, you can put a third chatiche, let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning, the next morning, it will still be alive, and then you can put a fourth chatiche at 5 o'clock p.m. the next day, and then at 4 a.m. the following day, and it will still not become awesome. So there is a big difference between Tosfos version of Rav Rabbi Yisrael Molaynes Shishita and the Ram's version of Rav Rabbi Yisrael Molaynes Shishita. You see, Tosfos emphasizes והרב רבי יצחק מלווין השונים מלשפריס הדוגם נגמר כי נמסחו לספיד איזה איבס ויקח נפיל כנגד מה שבאילו מן האיבס אבל בוס אבל בוס הפירו שלו נגמר פרידת למה תחתם כי נמסחו לגבוס מן האל יאי אין גן הפריטוס הניסטמס דוי הוא פוסוח הוא לפלאית הוא ניסטם עד מה פרידת תחתם יורל וכן נמור חושב יציס ונוסעל גניס כמעט בוס תחתם פרידאו יסע שנגמר שליש את גבוס המחלילו כל מה שייתנו על האותיב והמתיב כנוח רגע אחס So he emphasizes kim shalom nikma pleitas damtachne not pleitas siyam there is such a difference between pleitas nistam pleitas dam and nistam pleitas siyam there is a difference nistam pleitas dam is 80 minutes and nistam pleitas siyam is 12 hours so there is such a big difference alright vim tema מי ידיל פשני הטעמים האלו אם לא יעשה מחמס פידס חתיכו אלינו מקום מנגנס יעשה מחמס דם הבוליה ומלך שמחתיך להחתיך שנמחה מציע שמקום מייסח הפידס כל אדם והציע ובשלוי מבחור חתיך מלוך אדם ומן המלך שעולה הוא יסחו ובשימו את ידם הבוליה מלך ויוכל ללמוד זה משום כלל אבל כאן שנמחץ המלך מציע שמקום הוא ונעשה צול הוא ילדם וזה ועשה כדי קריפה ושם להמיר לך הקרצח אלו בשספית אבל אחד מחפית אלו חושב קרצח דיפוס הקרח המלך מחמה שאיפה זבוסו ויצקר המלך עם אדם I mean that is not our Indian right now. In a minute, Shlima Shamela Shal Abosa Ma'akif Adam Hazem Nikoli Vibosa Ufi Eisa Ashley Taimim Sheperashti The whole Zman Shatachtein O Piletes Tzir Is Bilas U Piletes Dam Elyene Is In Tzir Shalo Os Kol Man Shepsuch O Liflei Bilas U Pilatas Tzorich Lehamtin Litachtein O Achetin Shal Elyene O Shi O Tzir Shad Oise Shor Ein Atachtein O Yitzim Yidom Oh, then Tesis mentions another Loshin ומי עדיין יש לי מה טעם אחר כל זמן שהבוס אותו הוא נפלי ציר אין בו לידם וזמן פלי נסע ציר אין קולו כל כך מהירו ומכל בוקי בוסו שמסך הציר כן חווי שניו כפי לאתם תם זה דירוי אין לי שום כיח ליפוד מחמש שוקוע בסך הציר ובלי in other words that is true even according to Rav Netav the Dam Mishrek Shoy but במדת ורם אמורים if there is an outlet, let's say because I'm slanting a board or because it perforated Caleb. But suppose it's not in a slanty position and it's not perforated, so then there is pressure, the dam presses upon the Chatiha, so then of course it's Nifla, according to everybody. So in other words, so the Dain Yishleva Shite is also expressive of Ikule, because the other Shite is, you see, Rashi Shite is that the Dam Shite is the Dam is not Nivra altogether. As long as there is an outlet, it's a perforated Kele or it's a slanty board, so Dam is not Nivra altogether. That's the biggest group, because Dam is Rishon. Rashi Shite is the biggest group. The Dam is Nivra. Is Nivra altogether. Even though there is an outlet. But as long as it's told briefly down, so it's born. But after 80 minutes, it's not told briefly down, so it is born. Then there is the shite of the Adayin Mishlema shite, that as long as the Pachtichas Bosor is occupied, is busy, being paid tzia, so it's not delayed. So that's a big kule, because that means that as long as it's within 12 hours, as of the salting of the first chatiche, you are allowed to put another chatiche on it, because the first chatiche is still engaged in the process of being pelitzia. So the mele, it will not be blamed. Then the shita of Arab Rabbi Yitzchak Malanish, whether the shita of Arab Rabbi Yitzchak Malanish, whether it's according to Tesis version or according to the Rans version, so that's based upon the principle of Kibbeli Kachpeoti. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Malaynish, we don't say that since it's engaged in the process of being Pelitzia, so Mele, it cannot be Galea. Even according to the Rans version, it still can be Galea. But according to the Rans version, as long as the Nikvei Pletus Atzia didn't tighten up, so then whatever it is Galea, it will be Pelit again. But Galea, it will. מה שאם כן קוראים תודעים לשלוי מה שיתה, it's not in the way. It's not in the way. All right.
Can we say it could be polite zir, but it still might be mavliya dam, and the dam won't be polite.
No, so the Arab Rabbizim Malayim
Shita. That's Rashi Shita. That would be Rashi.
Arab Rabbizim Malayim Shita is that even though it will be polite the dam, but since it's engaged constantly, there was in the process of being pale, whether it's engaged constantly in the process of being pale down, as according to Tesha's version of Arabic language, or it's engaged constantly in the process of being pale tzia, as according to the Ram's version of Arabic language, so then whatever it is Velea, Velea it will, but whatever is Velea will be pale again. Masheikin according to the Daim Yishlema Shite, so as long as it's within 12 hours of the salting, so the melee, it will not even be Belaya. It will not even be Belaya. All right. Now let's see what the Rosh in Siman Lamed Zayin says. Paragraph Lamed Zayin. Paragraph Lamed Zayin. Pirush Rashi. אבל בוסו הוא בוסו שמלו יחד כל מה שזה שיהיה לפרי גם זה שיהיה פרי וכל זמן שתחודים לפרי תנבילו מזה מזה וכשנור זה גם זה נוף ומי הוא עדיין קושה הכנוע הגואל ומלוי אחר בחתיך זה על גב הזה והדובו ידוע שאיזה שמים לך תחילו גמרס פריטוסו תחילו מחכים בלעס מנהלינו וכמו ניקום הלשנה ומודה משמע לשנה והכילו בכתיך אחת וכסר בין מדופלים וכן פירש חמתן אלו לשנה ואף על פי שתחתים גובה פריטוסו תחילו ינסח ונראה דיין את האמת אמרינן דומה מישרק שורת במיחה כמו בצליה וכמו שבצלי מותר לך תחילו פסורי ובסורי ביסרי וביסרי אף על פי שבצלו תחילו התחתן של צד העיר ואמרינן שבו המראלים אלא אמרינן דומה מישרק שורת ואפילו מן דלסרי קיבל לקח פלק כפרי של צליהו הוא אדים במיחה אז ביסרי וביסרי שורק אגב ובדוק דווקא דרופי כמיים מייך אדם ואיבולה בשיחה ושורק מיולה ומי הוא עדיין צורך לדאג, ופה נמצא עם גומי סמי זם בקטייסס. החתיך הזה התחתן אם חסינו לשור לי במיניי, כאילו שנשא בגומי סמי במי שור, ורשבם נשא סוף. זה ראש מנשינס אישית אף רשבם. ורשבם נשא לא דבר זה, ואישי, כאילו נדאמו לבור עם דרבונון, אין להטריח יש המדי. וכאילו שעושות את תקלך חומן לבייח, מותר. וידי אפשר שלושו יציאו מועד, ויכתיכה ויכתיכה, וכמי שביציאו מועד, מותר מדברים לו ישנה, אוהדים ביציאו מרובה, ומה ישנה הימאי? והטעם, אף על פי שהכתיכה סתחתן איז בלס מנלינס, חיצריס ופלטיס מה שבלס, ומה שהיקל בו, משמדנדנבורם דרבם. So the Rashbam is matter. The question is, how are we allowed to put one chatichas bosor on top of another chatichas bosor? So according to Rashi, in the name, we are only allowed to put a chatichas bosor if it's within 80 minutes of the salting of the first chatichas. But, so in other words, yes. So according to Rashi, in the name, we are not allowed to put a chatiches boso to be salted. If the first chatiche was salted at 9 o'clock, so you can put all chatiches within 18 minutes of 9. But after 18 minutes of 9, you're not allowed to put on top another chatiche. That's Rashi. But we are made that even after 18 minutes is over, so we are still put chatiches. So according to Rashi, it's awesome. The Rashbam says it's muta. Why is it muta? Because since the dam shenim lach is only on the rabbon. Why does he say dam shenim lach is on the rabbon? Because there is a gemore in a menoches dam shemolchei neivrol. So the roshit is dam shemolchei neivrol. It's mufke of the iser. Of course. Why is it mufke of the iser? Of course. Why is dam shemolchei dam shebishmei? No chorus, because it's not whole mizbeach.
dam mevushel or dam ruach is not whole the mizbeach. So the mele the chiyuv kores applies only to the kind of dam that is whole the mizbeach. But if it's dam mevushel or dam ruach, so it's not whole mizbeach. So it's mufke of nisa kores, but it's not mufke of nisa lav. According to Rosh, Mashenkin, according to Rashba, and that happens to be the sheet of most Rashim. That happens to be the sheet of most Rashim. Dam Shebishle, or Dam Shemilche, is Mufke of the Isa Dam of Midrais. So it's only Hosea Midrabonon. So the Rashbam says the reason as to why we are making and we are Mleach one Chatiche on top of the other, even though the second Chatiche is already is placed on top of the first Chatiche, more than 80 minutes after the first Chatiche was Nimlach, so then the Dam is Niflat from the second, and it's absorbed by the first. So Mimele. So in Mele, it should become Hosea. So he says, since he complied with the Takores Chachomim, and he was Meleyache, so, and Dam Shenimlach is only Hosea the Rabbanon, so the Chachomim were making such things. So the Rosh is Masik. ומה שהיתלו משום דם היבורם דרבונו הור עשה וכדים שפירש אפילו איסן רבונו לסבי כי פריש את פרוי קאמה גם לנס חברי אלמי מרב יודי ואחר שפירש עושה מדרייסה כדי איסו חמיש הולדים בדם לא מייחוד לדם ליבורי אין לי ציטם שהדם הזה לרבונו אם לא יפורש דהוד יעבדים המפירש להקים את צרבי דם שמי הוא חייני ורולו חייני שאיבר בלעב אפילו בלעב because it's not whole in his beach. So the Rosh is chayli. But as far as this question is concerned, most Rishonim agree with the sheet of the Rashbam. The dam shemilchei dam yivushu is not also midrais. But the Rosh is dam shemilchei dam shebishlei is only mufke of the chiyuv kores because it's not whole in the chaper. It's not whole in his beach. But the Nisalav there is, Malkes there is, and Dam Shebishle. Now the Shite of Rashi and the Rambam is in Mochum. The Shite of Rashi and the Rambam is because Rashi and the Rambam both don't pass like that Mandoma, the Dam Shemilche, Dam Shebishle is Potter. And according to Rashi and the Rambam, Dam Shebishle or Dam Shemilche is Chayev even Kores. So we have three Shites. We have the Shite of most Rishim. The dam shebish, we do pass like the mandoma, dam shebish is potter, and dam shemilche is potter because it's not whole chaper, and it's mufke of the whole isa. There is no isa reise. Then there is the shite of Rashi and the Rambam, which is the biggest one, that we don't pass like that mandoma, and dam shemilche, dam shebish is im chayv kores. And then there is the shite of the Rosh that we do pask like that mandoma, the dam shemilche, dam shebishlei is mufke of kores, but the lav there is. But the question is, the Rashbam shite is very difficult. I mean, there is no isad raifen. What is an isad rabbonon of dam is hefker? So he says, since he complied with hakones chachomim. So we don't. So the chachomim are meikol. So that it means that once he complies with hakodesh chachomim, he doesn't have to worry about dam shebishlei. I mean, it's inconceivable such a shit. So the answer of the pshat in Rashbam is as follows: the Rashbam agrees with the shita from the Tam that we apply the principle of dam mishrek shorit. Dam mishrek shorit. We apply the principle of dam mishrek shorit. Dam Mishrek Shorik, so that means that dam is not even nivla. Why? Because dam has a tendency to drip down and to avoid being absorbed by Chatiche. It has a tendency. But that does not mean the reason is why the Rashban adds the remark that since, in view of the fact that dam shebishle and dam shenimlach is only also the rabbanon, and this person complied with hakones chachomim, so the male and the chachomim are male. Why did he add this remark? According to Rambam, it's muta because dam is shorik. The answer is, even though we'll see it in other sugyas,
people, even though dam mishchatshoy, that means that the bulk of the dam tends to drip down and to bypass havloye in a chatich, as long as it has an outlet, because of his slanty board or because of perforations in the kele. So dam tends to bypass, because dam is very viscous, and because it's very viscous, it tends to bypass being nivla, because it's very thick. So, but that only means that the bulk of the dam is misrishoy. It doesn't mean that not even one droplet of dam will not be nivla. So a mashu of dam will be nivla. A mashu of dam will be nivla. Now, that thesis points out even according to Rabbatam. Suppose there are no nikovim, no perforations in the kele, and it's not in a slanty position. Suppose it's wet and there are no perforations. So then Rabbatam is made it's nivla. But dam is reshoik. The answer is, but if there is no outlet and it presses upon the chatiche, so naturally, inescapably, it is nivla. But wherever there is an outlet, so then it tends to drip down, to drip out and to drip down. So that means that the bulk of the dam tends to drip down. But minute droplets of dam will inescapably be nivla as it drips down. So minute droplets, a mashu, will be nivla. But as against that mashu, there is certainly shishin. So it doesn't become osa. But there is aloche of a mivatli nisa lechatchile. So that was the difficulty that the Rashbam had. So how is one allowed lechatchile to salt one chatiche after the other, and to put one chatiche more than 80 minutes after the salting of the first chatiche? It should involve nisa lechatchile, because of mivatli nisa lechatchile. Two, the Emet, it couldn't become osa, because apart from the fact that dam shebishle is midrabono, even if it had been midraisi, it wouldn't become osadeve, because dam mishrekshoy. But a few droplets of dam will unavoidably be nivra in the chatiche, so it should be also chatchile to salt it that way. So Rashbam says, in view of the fact that it's only a problem with chatchile, and in view of the fact that he complied with hakonis chachomim, he salted it, so the chachomim were meikel so the dispensation applies only to the iser of a mivatel iser lechatchile, not in regard to the evet. Alright, then he says, umash epirish, dichtiches atachpenis, apo pishepirish nerayenis, chizris upiltis, mashebele isorach pirush lifirushe, deichnich olui leimer, דחיזריז ופילטיז כאילו שכל הפליט רחתינו כאילו מלינו ויש מפורשים או דן and then so the Rashbam, he either agrees with the sheet of Hametam of Dam Mishrekshoik, and from the Rosh it's Mashma that the Rashbam bases it also on the sheet of Kibili Kachpilti, so the Rosh is Masit, so on that. But the Rashbam sheet is that insofar as the Deheved is concerned, so it's muter, either because of Dam Mishrek Shorik or because of Kibbeli Kachpeute. But whether it's on the basis of Mishrek Shorik or Kibbeli Kachpeute, so that only means that it doesn't become Osa Deheved. Because, but a Mashu is Nivra. And even Kibbeli Kachpeute, it doesn't mean that every droplet of Dam that is Nivra comes out. What is it? It's mathematically, it's done in a mathematical way, that every droplet of dam, so Kibbeli Kachpeute means that on the whole, the bulk of the Iser that is Nivra is Nivra. Not that the Imashu doesn't remain, so Imashu remains. So the question is, even though we apply the principle of Kibbeli Kachpeute, but Imashu still remains, that goes without saying. I mean, we couldn't say Kibbeli Kachpeute that not Imashu, it remains. So it should be osea because of Imivatli Slechatchile. So the Rashbam says, because since he will comply with the Kodesh Chachonim and it only involves an Isra Rabbanon, so the name of the reason is no Isra Lechatchile. אופן ועד מסלחת כלל. ויש מפורשים שפריטס ציר עונים שחר ביחד פריטס דומו. וכל זמן שפריטס ציר עם פריטס עם הציר, כל אדם שפריטס מלוינס, אף לאחד מה פריטס עם דומו. ומה שנמצא בקומי ציר, ומה שנמצא בקומי ציר ולא דם. אבל בדוגים אלי מכלי שפריטס דם, דם איפס נמשך אחד מה פריטס ציר הדוגים. ואין צורך לדעת. מי שאין לא יצא מחמס פריטס עם ינס על משוח יצי סמתחתן איס, מכל מוקים, או בתיסס אס. הוא יורא לא יצא מחמס דם עמיד ועל מלח שמכתיך ולכתיך שנמחה בציר המשע בקומו, ואחר פריטס כל הדם והציר הוא נברא בחתיכו, משמדה ורסח ונחי זה רופא לידית, אחרי שכל שכל פריטס לדעתן אדם מציר. ביש להם, alright, I mean, that's not important. Now, or then, he says it early, that's the, עדיין ישלים הסלוש, ומי הוא ישלים הרי איתם אחר, שכל זמן שהפוס התור הוא לפני ציר הנדרי אדם, וזמן גודל שיהיה לפני ציר אחר שגום הפריט הסדומי. ומקום מוקים, פוס אשר בשיחה ציר או בכלי שהם ינוקב, אין להתר מטעם זה שמקיח לפני, כאילו ששקוע בשיחה ציר בלויה. I just want to look into the lotion of the Rav, when he mentioned the Rav Yibris of Malayim Shishi. That's Daphne Weiss in the Ran and the Reef. So then, the seventh line, big line in the Ran, the seventh big line. Elo shebitez vesitil, v'omru l'idom l'idom, t'ane t'ane t'asir l'ivishen eifes peut in klum n'idam v'tzia, עד שפולטו הדוגים דומם וצירו לגמרי וכבר ניפיקו חלקי הדוגים כדי שיסחילו איפס נפרי כבר ופיכו חין אדם עניד, אדם עניד לה בדוגים יצא על מליחה וזהו שקוסת מיסס נסחוי ובוס על נאיך הדוגים פלט איפס כי לא אימא שאין איפס מסחילו לפרי עד שהדוגים נוחים מכל פריטוסון אבל כאן שאב דריזנס וואי הוא אלאו אותו במלא אחמון חתיך על טאפ אוף דאבר so this was emphasized in this version because as long as he was not noch for one moment from Pletas Adam so the Nikvei Pletas Adam are not listening so he emphasizes Nikvei Pletas Adam what he says avo kan שהבושר הזה בתחילו הוא יופל יציר ומתאיך כך חלוק הפרופים אף שכנית מרופית זה הציר לאות המליך מול האדם ולמיד לחולך בעים שמוכה כפיוטה כבילי כך פיוטה על דעמי לך משורת so he emphasizes the fact that as long as it's not noch מפליטס דם ויציר now I'm going over all these things in connection with the Rosh Stam. Why do we have the Madiach before Melichem? So the Ran mentions in the name of the Ro that the reason, now, we can see the Loshen of the Ran. In Aboso, also Daphne Weiss. In Aboso, Yitzim Lidomu, Che Milche Yopi Yopi. So then he says, Vadoch Rishenom, Tzricho Lehaber Dam Shal Pnei Aboso, She In HaMelech Mafri Bichem Yeo Dam She Bisech Aboso, Shulach, Avloi Mash Nisya Bishal Pono, Ulficho, Im Lo Yodiach Lise Bitchilo, Yeish Lochus, Shemo Lacha She Yenuach Aboso, Milifle Dam Vitzia, ינידח אדם ויבריאן כן כוסם הרוזם so the primigodim made the question primigodim דו חשוב כבר נסי so it's such a strange שיטה תחכונים שבמיסקי הדוחה כדם ריחה why? because in case he leave the חזבוסו במיוחד for a long time
until after it will cease being pili, dam and sea. That's why we have to wash up the chtichas bosa, because we don't make a doch again the melicha. So the dam be'er, the droplets of dam be'er, after 12 hours, so will be nivra in the chtichah, and it will not be nivra. because after 12 hours, so it's already sees being buried dam vitzia, so the buried will not be buried. This droplet of dam that will be nivra in the chatich. So the question is, but who leaves chatiches bosor on the salting bowl for more than 12 hours? So the Chumigodim says, because sometimes the person does, so because of that, the Chachomim will be saken, that we should be madiach echlichas bosor, because of that unusual contingency. But it's an unusual contingency. Who? I mean, ordinarily, no one leaves the echlichas bosor and the salting bowl for more than 12 hours. But I think that the pshat now we saw so many shittas. Now the shita of Rashi is that you cannot put another chaticha, the second chaticha, on top of the first chaticha after 18 minutes. Why? Within 18 minutes as of the minute of the first chaticha, it's okay. Why? Because I did it only briefly, so long bala. But after 18 minutes, so it's not only briefly done, even though it's only briefly it's here, so it is the layer. So I think that the Rosh Shita is like Rashi. So he said like this, והדוח הראשי לא צריך עולה בדם של בני הבוסו שאין המלך מפליט בכי מי על הדם שמסיך הבוסו שאולך. The milk is only capable of extracting the dam that is inside the bosom. אבל לא עם מה שנסיעה בשלפונו, ולפיכוך, אם הוא ידיחו איזה בתחילו, יש לו חוש שמולך אשר מלך הבוסו. מלפלי דם בציר, so the primi godim and all hashulchon understood the Rama saying in the name of the Lord la'achash yedua haboso milifli dam vitzia after 12 hours. So there is a difficult chite, because who allows the chatichas bosor on the salting board for more than 12 hours? But I think that the pshat is yeish lochus shemo la'achash yedua haboso milifli dam vitzia, because let's say if you saw the meat at 9 a.m. so from 9 a.m. till 9:18, so the chatichas bosor is peleid dam and tzir together. So there is an abundant quantity of fluid that is nifled. But after 9:18, so the dam is not nifled. What is exuded? Only tzir. So there isn't such an abundant quantity of fluid that is nifled from the chatichas bosor. So the mele, it's not so tall. The more it is pale, the more fluid it is pale, the more torrid it is. And so it's not in a position to absorb. But if it's pale, it's relatively a small quantity, so then it's not so torrid. So it can absorb. So the Rosh says, Yesh lochu shemo l'achash yenuach haposo melifli dam v'tzia. After the bosor will cease being pale, a profusion, an abundance of fluid, of dam and tzir together. When does that happen? 18 minutes after the melicha, not 12 hours after the melicha. He means the lashon is la'achash yenuach haposo melifli dam v'tzia. As soon as the bosor ceases being pale, the combination of dam and tzir together. So as long, because tzir is not so much dam, you see, within the first 18 minutes, so there is a relatively large quantity of fluid that comes out from the chatichas bosor. Why? Because the dam comes out, and there is a lot of dam, and tzir also. After 18 minutes, so no more dam comes out, just tzir. So in Eile, it's a relatively small quantity. If you take a look on the salting board, if you watch, let's say, when meat is salted, so you'll see that the first 80 minutes, you'll see so much comes out. And then after that, so if you just make an experiment, you'll see very little comes out. Very little, why? Because within the first 80 minutes, so comes out dam and tzir together. But after the 18 minutes, so no dam comes out, just sia. So the sia is very little. So Memele, see, so within the first 18 minutes, when dam and sia comes out, so Memele, it's totally flat. It's occupied, it's been failing. So Memele, so the mikveh, the mikveh are plated. After all, they come out from the same pores. It's not that there are different pores for which the dam comes out and different pores for which the tear comes out. They come out through the same pores. So the melee, within the first 80 minutes, so then it's incapable of absorbing dam. But after the 80 minutes, when it sees being pairing the combination of dam and tear together, so the whole shita is like Rashi. So maybe it's not a difficult shita. Of course, every person, when he salts meat, he leaves it on the salting board for more than 80 minutes. I mean, the proper thing is to leave it on the salting board for a whole hour. So that's why the Chacham is not misaken, that you have to be Madiach. Kidding.
November 28th, 1982,
צורך להדיח הבוסו כדי מניחה ומניחה התבוך אין צורך להדיח את מבייס זה תגמור because הבונה says מלויח ומדיח and the price says מדיח מלויח ומדיח ולא יפליגה פה יחלו את ביטפחה ולא יחלו את ביטפחה ממחה שהדיח אותך ומתח ונשמעים ונשמעישו או שהעיס את אופי רגליים ואחר הדוחה So now that's told only in the various times of Adoche. According to the Ram, so the time of Adoche is in order to soften up meat. So the Mele, if he made once Adoche, and after that he sliced it into two pieces or four pieces, don't matter, but it's already soft. According to the smag and the smag, that the purpose of Adoche is because to remove, to wash off the dam be'er, because otherwise the dam, the same melech that has the potential, has the capacity to be mafli dam abelua, all has also the capacity to be mavliya the dam be'er. In other words, there are two kinds of dam. One is dam abelua in the interior of the chtiche, and the other one, the dam be'en that adheres to the surface of the chatiche. So the sheet of the smag in the smag that melach is alyevikates po. On one hand, it's maflit, the internal dam. On the other hand, it's mavliya, the external dam. So mele, if he doesn't madiach, so he doesn't wash off the external dam, so the melach will be mavliya. But then there are two days in the rosh, in the empirical apostle, Sim and Bob, suppose it is Nivra. The Rosh also said it's Nivra, but the Rosh agrees with the Shite of the Balatrumo that if he's Mileachet again, so is Kibeli Kach Peote. So true that it was Mileach the Dam Ben, but then when he's Mileachet again, so it's again Mafli, Kibeli Kach Peote. But there is another Shite that we do not say Kibeli Kach Peote, because it has a din of dam be'en mamish, like blood that is in the cup, and then you spilled it on echtiches boso, so you cannot extract it by means of meliche. So the droplets of dam that adhere to the surface of echtiches have the status according to the smag and the smag like dam be'en mamish. Dam ben mamish. So the mele, according to the smag and the smag, if you're not madiach, so then the external dam becomes nivra inside the chatiche, and there is no way of extracting it because it has a din of dam ben mamish. So anyway, when he says v'macha sheidiach chotach konedach lishmayim lishteisho tzorch v'arzel adichom, that's because of the sheet of the smag and the smag, because according to the sheet of the Rav, the whole purpose of Adochis to some Navdiviti of any Sopra. The Morosike Havik Lohudach Klau. Havik Lohudach Klau. So the Ramos says, suppose he did not make another Adoche after he sliced it into many pieces. So then it's considered as if no Adoche was made. As if no Adoche was made. So, what does it mean? If no Adoche is made. Now suppose that no Adoche is made in Echtichas Boso, Yam Aleyachet, and you don't make Adoche Chamaisi. Is it Muta De'evet? It's also De'evet. According to most Rishayim, except according to Gutenberg. The Maharal Gutenberg and the Chuvas in Chuve, Tov, Kuf, Ayin Gimel, I think. Anyway, it's approximately in the Chuve, it's near Chuve Aleph, near 1,000. I think it's 973. Tov, Kuf, Ayin Gimel. The Jewish Maharal Gutenberg. So he shiti is, he's a big maker, but we don't ask like that. That the Evet, even if you are Meliach without Adoche Kamaise, and then you cooked it in the pot, so the Bosok is Muta. Bosok is Muta. So obviously the Maharal Gutenberg, he doesn't agree with the shiti of the Smag and the Smag. Doesn't agree with the shita of the smag and the smag that the purpose of Adoche Kamaisi is to wash off the external dam, because otherwise it will become nivra and it will be osa. But even according to the Ram, that the purpose of Adoche is to soften up the meat. So the Ram says, if you don't rinse dechtichas boso, then the boso is relatively hard and it's impossible for the melach to extract the dam. So it will also be also the Evet. One second. But the Maharal Gutenberg, apparently, he holds that the proper thing, of course, is in Hakonis Chachomim to be Madiach. Why? Because of the Tam of the Ran. But whereas the Ran himself holds that without being softened up, so then it's impossible for the Melach to extract the dam. So the Maharal Gutenberg shita is, it's still possible, even if it's relatively hard, it's still possible. But in order that the melach should be capable of extracting all the dam, so that not a mashu of dam should remain, it is necessary to soften it up out the adoche or shriya. But David, if he wasn't madiach, so it's still capable. The melach is still capable of extracting the bulk of the dam, but only a little bit will remain. So that little bit will become what? But guess what is it?
According to Maharal Gutenberg, is there a time limit? In other words, before the dam becomes parush?
The Maharal Gutenberg shita is that even if you want madiach kedem liche and you are maliachet without making adoche kamaise, so David, the boss of his mother.
Even if it was, what if the dam is
Kalish
before the
Nikol's
made?
He doesn't discuss that when the dam was Kalish. What do you mean the dam is Kalish? Because a long time elapsed, so then it's still in the other Machlokes Rishonim, according to Rashi. So if it is more than 80 minutes, so then it can be believed at the dam being. I mean, so it's still in other machlokes. I mean, we're not discussing that. The Maharal Gutenberg discusses a case where a person was meliach, without making a doch. So the Maharal Gutenberg shita is the evidence of muta. So obviously the Maharal Gutenberg shita is that the tam of a doche is in order to be merakir the bosor. But the Ram also says that the purpose is in order to be miraculous the Basar. But according to the Ram, if you're not miraculous the Basar, then it's impossible for the soul to take out the dam. And according to the Ram Gutenberg, it's still possible, but it will not take out all the dam.
So only in Mashu, so then becomes Bon. One second. Now, but all the other Rishayim Achilik and the Maramah would be there. Now, so we pasken that, not like Maramah would be there, that if he wasn't Madiach altogether, so then, even the Ebed, the Bosor is also. Now, here, the Ramah says, Vimyose King, have a Burhudach Klau, and what's the case of Burhudach Klau? And then he cooked it after being Meleachet without making a doche kamaize. So then it's also there. So here too, in the case where he did make a doche, but then he sliced it and he didn't make another doche after the slicing. But he was Meleachet, and then he cooked it, so it should be also there. That's how it's mashma from the Russian of Rambo. But the question is, in Siv Beis, the Mechaba mentions today, Yimolach v'leidiyach t'chilo, yadichelo v'yimlechelo, shenis, v'yei shenis. There's the two shenis that the Rosh mentions in paragraph number one. So, he says, the Rambo says, v'chei neyagim, afu nimlach rak mi'at, ki derech shemilchim mitzli, v'afu nisho mi'milchim, shio mi'lichem. So it's also awesome. So in other words, there are two days in the case where he was Meleach without making a Adoche. So the question is, can he be Madiach and be Meleach Shenis? So the first Loshen Mechaber is yes. The second Loshen Mechaber is no. So the Ramah paskins shaloi b'mok mefset m'hupe l'chumre, but b'mok mefset m'hupe he paskins l'kure. So Abkilei Geret l'kashe here the Ramah says in the Agoy v'im n'oseke habekel yudach klau. So what does it mean? It's analogous to the case where no adoche was made altogether. Now in the case where no adoche was made altogether, so only the Maram Rutenberg says that the Eved is Mutter. But all the other Rishayim, certainly the Mechaber and Ramah, they passed that it's also the Eved, even Bimokim Efzet Merube. But in this case, Bimokim Efzet Merube, it is Mutter. Bimokim Efzet Merube, it is Mutter. It should be Mutter. Why? Because here it says, Tzorech Lar Zeyar Vahadichom. Now look in that, Chidush Rabbi Kveya. Kosher. Habik Lulach Kval. Kosher. Hobeloi Yudach Kval Umolchi Ubishlei Afilu Bideyevet Vyevset Merube Osach Ubozeh Dichotach Natach Im Lechoza Vyidichol Muta Bevset Merube Do Bevset Merube. How does the Rabbi Kveya know that the Ksor Konik, the Psak of the Ramor, in the case where he was Matiach the Bosar once and then he sliced it again after that adoche, he was supposed to make another adoche, he didn't make the other adoche, and then he was meleachet without making the other adoche, and then he cooked it. So b'mokim efzet merube, according to Pesach of the Ramah, it should be muta. Where does the Ramah say that in the case where he was Madiach at once and then he sliced it, and so he's mechuyev to make another adoche, but he didn't make another adoche, and he was meleach without making another adoche, and then he was mevashelet. So Mokim Efzet Merube it's muta. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says Mokim Efzet Merube it's muta in the case where, not in the case where he sliced it, but where he made an initial meleche without adoche preceding it, and then he made another adoche and he was mileyachet. So the Mokim Efzet Merube it's muta. But where does the Ramah say that the Mokim Efzet Merube it's muta, where he made a adoche and then he sliced it and he didn't make another adoche, and then he was mileyachet and then he was mevashlet, that Mokim Efzet Merube is muta? That the Ramah doesn't say. The Ramah says Mokim Efzet Merube is muta in the case of Imolach v'nidiach t'chilo, but he doesn't say it in the case of Lachashi Diachotach Kometach Lishnai. The answer is, why?
Why does the Rambam say in the case of Molach Mediach Tchilo? So, and he wasn't Mediach again. So then, why does he say it's Mutar? So the Rambam Kveger assumed that the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch are told in the Machlekes between the Ram and the Smag and the Smag. According to the Ram, so the purpose of Adoche is in order to soften up the Bosom. So mainly if he softened up the Bosom, So if he didn't Matiach, so the Bosom is relatively hard. If the Bosom is relatively hard, so mainly the Melach cannot take out the dam. But suppose he wasn't Matiach and he was Meleach, so the initial Meleche was ineffective in extracting the dam, because at that time, in the time of the initial Meleche, so the Bosom was relatively hard. But after that, he's Matiachet again and again Meleachet. Now it's relatively soft. So according to the Ramstam, so it shouldn't be osea if molach v'lidiach tchilo. So is molach v'lidiach tchilo. So according to if he's madiach and mileach again, so it shouldn't be osea according to the Ramstam, because the initial mileche was ineffective according to the Ram, because it was hard. But if he's Matiachet and Melech again, so the second Melech is effective to extract the dam. The Yeish Eitzchim who say that the second Melech is ineffective because the Yeish Eitzchim accords with the Shittim of Smag and Smag. Now, since the Ramo says, Bimok Mefzet Merube Itzmuter, if he was Melech and not Matiach Tchilo, if he's Madiach and he's Meleach again, so it's Mutar is because he relies on the Shite of the Rab. So that means that the Mokim Efsed Merube, the Ramo relies on the Shite of the Rab, and he's not Cheshish for the Shite of the Smag and the Smag. So Memele, in the case where he's Chotach Kometach Lishnai, so according to the Ram, he doesn't have to be Madiach again. So suppose he's not Madiach again, and he's Meleach without making another Adoche after the Nituach Linsochi, it should be good according to the Ram. So Memele, how does the Rambam say, Bimlose kin habel v'ludach klal? In the case of v'ludach klal, he didn't bimok mefzit merube, it's also the Emet. But in this case, bimok mefzit merube, the Rambam relies on the sheet of the Ram. That's the kasha berab gveya. Kosheli, hobeloi v'ludach klal u'molchil b'shtaf n'nei mefzit merube osa. ובזה לכות החמטח עם לחוץ הוידיח עמוד נפסד מרובה טוב נפסד מרובה סמכים על תיים מריכוך כי מבוי אביסי בייס ולך תיים מריכוך עם צורך לעזל עדיח וחמיש שכוס על השח סיף קודם גימל זה זה קשה רב גבי but it's exasperate that רב גבי גאה consider that it's a קשה you see רב גבי גאה consider that it's a קשה because רב גבי גאה assumed that the 2 days in the Mechaber, 1 day in the Chavar is in Molach Vulidiach Tchilo Yadachem Vim Lachem Vashenis. That accords with the Shita of the Ram. V'yesh Yisrin, that the Melich Hashenis is ineffective, because that accords with the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. And the Ramo says, V'chinei Agin, like the Yesh Yisrin, that means Lachat Tchile, we are Machmir, like the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. And in the Eved, Jolim Mokim Efsed Merube, we are Mach Melech, Yishin Yosag Nismach. But in Mokim Efsed Merube, we rely on the Shita of the Ram. So the Melech Yese Kashi, since in Mokim Efsed Merube, we pass and we rely on the Shita of the Ram. So why does he say, Im Chotach, Konetach Lishnayim, and he wasn't Chizer Umadiyach. So how do we leave that cloud? It's also the Eved in Mokim Efsed Merube. But according to the Ram Shita, He doesn't have to be Madiach again, it was already softened up. Also, Chizre Madiach is because of the Smag and the Smag Shite. But Ramo Paskin, since Dagoy and Silbeis, that we are not Chizre for the Shite of the Smag and Smag. That's the kasha of Rabbi Kiliya. But I think, I mean, it's mistaba like that. Who mentions today's in the case of Molach Liyadiyach Tchilo, whether there is a takonek to be Yadi Chenovim, Chenoshenis or not? The Rosh. What does the Rosh say? In paragraph Mevot, in Kol HaMosar. Now you should all have a Gemore Chum with you. All the time. Parek Mavot. Itma. Rabuna Mariach Madiya Masnitun Madiach Mariach Madiach Lepnige. Hode Chalri Mitapche, Hode Chalri Mitapche. Vimol Abu Yadoche, Yeshem Chim Shinta, Kono Riboso, Afi Yad Lechenu Vim Lechenu Osa, Nifishar Dimi Miche Rishen, No Kirish Mixes Adam, Vilo Yer Bekiya Vimelech, Lehafnit Kol Adam, Meachashu Vimud Achaboso, Veisi Adam Atzmi Shepirish, Chizer Vimibla Biboso, Dero Yishorik, Kim Dorinim Lach Yehegen, So the first day is ain't takon leboso. That's the yeshayis. Why? Because if he wasn't madiach prior to the meliche, so then the melach is incapable of being maflit all the dam, just part of the dam. And since it's not capable of being, and furthermore, if it is not mafrit all the dam, so then even the dam that is niflat is also niflagen. Why is that? I mean, we didn't explain it. What's the swore? I mean, of the Rosh Melech. So he says Melech has the capacity to be mafrit all the dam, but only if he's madiach at first. Then it's mafrit all the dam. But if he's not madiach at first. If he's not matiach at first, so then it doesn't extract all the dam, but part of the dam, and the part of the dam that he does extract can be nivlage. What's this warrior? Why? If it's mafrit, if you are matiach, then it's paling all the dam. Now the Mordechai, the first lashon, the Mordechai says that the reason is why. It's necessary to be madiach the bosor kidem liche, because if you're not madiach the bosor kidem liche, and then the moment you drop particles of salt on the surface of the bosor, so then the particles of salt become enveloped with drops of dam, so they become weakened as a result of becoming enveloped by drops of dam. So their potential is reduced to a minimum, and they cannot extract the dam. In other words, in order that the dam should have a maximum potential, in order that Melech should have a maximum potential of extracting dam, then the Melech itself has to come in contact with the bosom. But if it becomes enveloped, covered up by drops of dam, so the melech doesn't come in contact with the bosor, so then the potential to extract the dam is reduced to a minimum. It still can extract dam, but not in a maximum way, in a minimum way. And since it will extract, now if it is, so if you wash off all the external dam from the surface, and then you put melech under tichas boso, so then the melech has the maximum potential. When the melech has the maximum potential, then the drops of dam that are extracted become absorbed by the melech, so it cannot be nibla again. It will not be nibla particles of salt. A particle of salt is too thick in order to be absorbed by the chtichas basal. But so if you wash off the external dam from the surface of the chatiche, then the melech doesn't become enveloped by drops of dam. So then melech has a maximum potential of extracting dam, And how does the maximum potential of extracting Dam manifest itself? Because if the Melech comes in contact, the Melech itself, the naked Melech, comes in contact with the surface of the Bosor, then it extracts the Dam, and the Dam becomes Nivla inside the particles of Melech. So in Melech, there is no possibility that the same drops that were extracted will be Nivla again. It can, particles of Melech cannot be Nivla in the Bosor. Only a minute, thinned out droplets of Dam can be Nivla in the Bosor, but not particles of Melech. But if you don't wash off the external Dam, if you don't wash off the external Dam, so then, when you put Melech on top of the surface of the Bosor, they become, each particle of Melech becomes covered up with drops of Dam. And as a result, the naked Melech does not come in contact with the Bosor. So in Melech, its Dam extracting potential is reduced to a minimum. And it cannot absorb the droplets of Dam. It can only absorb the droplets of Dam if the naked Melech is in contact with the Bosor. But if the naked Melech is covered with drops of Dam, it can still be made see some of the Dam, but it cannot absorb, the Melech cannot absorb the Dam. If it cannot absorb the Dam, so the Melech can be Nivra again. It can be Nivra again. So that's why he says, so the Yeshe is screen as the first wash. So the shita of the Balatrumo is that the external dam does not have the full status of dam be'er. Ligabe dam be'er, we don't apply the principle of kibelikach pente. And regabi dam be'er, we don't apply the principle of mishrak shol. But so the Balatrumo shita is that the dam, the external dam adhering to the surface of the chatiche, is not completely analogous to dam ben mamish. So the mele we apply the principle of kibelikach beilte. So the mele, even though he was meleach without making adoche kamaise, so then there is a leitze, there is a takone. Let it be madiach and then be meleach again. So true that the Rosh also, I mean the Rosh, the second Rosh in the Rosh, and there's the Shite of the Rosh, the Chemistaber, he also agrees with the Shite of the Smag and the Smag, that if you don't madiach, if you don't realize Yadoche Kamaise, so then some of the external Dam might be Nivra. He goes even one step farther and he says that not only the external Dam that was originally external might be Nivla, even the dam that originally was internal, but if you didn't make Adorei Kamaise, so after it is extracted, it might be Nivla again. So he goes even one step farther than the Smag and the Smag. The Smag and the Smag say that if you don't make Adorei Kamaise, then the heretofore external dam might be Nivla. The Rosh goes one step farther, and he says that not only the heretofore external dam might be Nivla if you don't make Adorei Kamaise, even some of the heretofore internal dam, but if you didn't make Adorei Kamaise after it is extracted, it might be Nivla again. Alachas kamo v'chamo, the heretofore external dam is certainly apt to become Nivla into the interior of the Bosor. But he says, even the heretofore external Dam is not completely analogous to Dam Be'er. So then, if he's Madiach and Meleach again, So then we say, the same, just as for Meliche. So the external dam was Nivla inside, so through Meliche, through the other Meliche. So it will be expected, that's the sheet of the Rosh. So the Rosh, on one hand, he agrees with the lomdes of the smag and the smag. Namely, that without making a dochek amayse, then the heretofore external dam might be nivla inside the chatiche. But he extends it. He says, even the heretofore internal dam, after it is extracted, might also be nivla. But the heretofore external dam, certainly the Rosh agrees with the smag and the smag that it might be nivla. But the smag and the smag shita is that the dam, that the external dam is completely analogous to dam ben mamish. And we do not apply kibbele kachbelte. So the Rosh agrees in the Sefer HaTrumo that the external dam does not have a din of dam ben mamish. And we do apply the aloha of kibbele kachbelte. So in other words, the pshat, the Rab Gevei assumed that the two days in Siv Beis, in the Mechadah. So the first day of Imolach Vilayidiyach Tchilo, Yadichenu Vimlechenu Shenis. So the first day is the Rav, because the whole purpose, the first washing in the Mechadah in Siv Beis, Rav Kilei Yerasun, represents the Shita of the Rav. The purpose of Adoch HaKamayis is to be the Rakya the Bosom, to soften up the Bosom. So Mimele, if you are Meleach without softening it up, alright, so this Meleche, the Nishu Meleche, is ineffective. But then, he's Matiachet, and he's Rakya the Bosom, so the second Meleche is effective. Then the first Loshen in the Mechaveh represents the Shite of the Ran, and the second Loshen represents the Shite of the Smak. But I think, no, of course, the second Moshe Mechaber represents the Shita of the Sma completely. But the first Moshe Mechaber does not represent the Shita of the Ra. The Mechaber doesn't pask like the Ra. He pasks completely like completely like the first. You see, the Sma and the Sma say a certain two halachas, the Sma and the Sma. Number one, halacha number one, that the smag and the smag assert is that the purpose of Adoche Kamayse is to wash off the external dam. Because if you don't wash off the external dam, then through the melach, the external dam will become absorbed by the chatir. That's halacha number one. Then the smag and the smag say halacha number two, which is controversial. Which is contested by the Sefer HaTrumo. The smag and the smag, halacha number two, right? By the smag and the smag is that the external dam is completely analogous to dam ben. It has the same status like dam that you squeeze out from the behemoth and you fill up a cup. Suppose you pour that dam, that blood, upon a yad chatiche. Can you say, well, nothing. There isn't a kone. All I have to do is to be meleach that chatiche, so it will extract that. No, so that's in Beferosh Adin. In Hilchas Milchay, we learn it in Simen Ayin, that Ligabi Dam Bien, we don't say Kibele Kachbel. Only Dam Pleite, only Ligabi Dam Pleite will say Kibele Kachbel. Not vis-a-vis Dam Bien. So the halacha number two mentioned by the smag and the smag is that the external dam, the dam that adheres on the surface of the bosom, has the same status as dam ben mamish. Can we say kibele kachpeil teligabi dam ben mamish? No. Can we say dam nishrik shoyin teligabi dam ben mamish? No. So mimele, ligabi the visible dam that adheres to the surface of the chatiche, we don't say kibele kachpeilte. That's another shita of the smag. So the smag, when the yesh eischin, that's the shita of the smag. But the smag, when the asers, molach v'lidiach tchilo, so there is no takone, he's in meruvo shel yochel iskei. He applies two separate shitas.
One shita is the purpose of a dochek amayse is to wash off the external dam. The other shita of this mag is that the external dam is completely analogous to dam b'en, and we don't say kibbelei kachpilte. But the mechaber certainly doesn't paskin like the rosh. The mechaber doesn't paskin. I'm sorry. Certainly doesn't paskin like the ram. He does paskin like the rosh, but not like the ram. According to the mechaber, the purpose of adoche kamaise is not to be merakel bosom. This is the point, the essential, the crucial point. Rav Kileger assumed that the first Loshen Mechaber represents the sheet of the Ra. I say no. I think that it's mashma that the first Loshen Mechaber does not represent the sheet of the Ra. He doesn't pass like the Ra. The Mechaber passes definitely like the first sheet. That the first, the halacha number one, that the smag mentioned, namely, that the purpose of adocha is to wash off the external dam. But then the mechaber says, it goes without saying that the purpose of adocha kamaisi is not to be merakel bosom, but to wash off the dam. Bien al shalabos, the dam shalabos. But suppose that's like the first halacha number one mentioned by this mag and this mag. With that the Rosh agrees. But then the Rosh discusses another question. Suppose he was not madiach, so he didn't wash off the dam shalabos. He didn't wash it off. Is there a takone to wash it off now after the melicha and be melech again? So the Sefer HaTrumah, so he says, the Rosh says, in the name of the Sefer HaTrumah, according to the moment of the Sefer HaTrumah, yes. Why? Because we say kibbelei kachpilte. So what is the sheet of the Rosh? That the dam shalaboso, that adheres to the boso, does not have a din of dam ben mamesh. If it does not have a din of dam ben mamesh, so then we say kibbelei kachpilte. V'yesh eisrin, that's the halacha number two mentioned by this mag and this mag. But then he says we are neyagim lichumre, even like halacha number two mentioned by the Smagnes Mark, but Mokim Efzed Merube. So we are not chayishish for the halacha number two mentioned by the Smagnes Mark, but halacha number one mentioned by the Smag, we are certainly chayishish. We don't rely on the sheet of the Ram, even be Mokim Efzed Merube. So the Mele, in this case, however, the Rosh came. So why does Ramos say even Mokim Efzed Merube? Because we don't rely on the Shite of the Ram. Even Mokim Efzed Merube, we don't rely on the Shite of the Ram. So it's Havik Mehudach Klal. According to the Ram Shite, one second. According to the Ram Shite, so since he already rinsed the bottle, he already softened it. So what do I care? Why should we care that he sliced it? So some more dam was squeezed out. Came out on the surface. Not squeezed out, but came out, emanated on the surface from the interior. But the purpose of adoche is not to wash it off, because we don't care if we wash it off. Why? Because according to the Ran, so the dam that adheres to the surface will never be nivra through salt. He is chilek and the whole concept mentioned by this Magnus. But the Ramon here, he passes completely like this Magnus man and doesn't rely even in Mokim Efzed Merube and the sheet of the Ram. Yes, what?
The fact that the Russian and the Ramah is Rach Mat Kodan Shemal Chu.
What?
Low, 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 who does?